So basically what we trade in is we trade in a check that's drawn on a closed account.
Which is basically how people like Donald Trump can be in and out of bankruptcy and never lose anything that they have. He's trading debt, basically.
Well, basically, he's screwing his bondholders. The people who put up the money and agreed to take a 13% return, he goes into bankruptcy, he screws them out of 5% of their return, they come out of the bankruptcy, now they get 8% on their money instead of 13. You know, it's convenient for him. If you
can, I hold over, I've got one more question.
Hold that question, because we got to go back to break. It's the turn of the hour right now. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host on this beautiful Saturday morning, March the 27th. We're here every morning from 10 till noon. I'd like again to thank all our sponsors out there, the Republic Broadcasting Network, our producers, and everybody else who is involved in making this show a reality. I believe I've got John in Tennessee out there. And, John, you were just saying to me before the break that you had one more question for me.
Well, it's actually a question and a comment rolled into one. I hope you can address it. Would you please explain? Now, this is absurd when you think about this. The Fed creates money out of thin air, gives it to the banks, pays the bank interest not to use the money. Can you help me with this?
Well, of course,
and
I can help
you
with
this. Maybe those that are listening that don't know this is going on. This is how
Ben Bernanke won the Man of the Year award. He gave a gift of $350 billion in interest-free money to the banks, and then he told them that you got to invest it back over here with the Fed, and we'll pay you 3% interest on it to keep you alive.
Now they call it sucking money back into the Fed.
Yeah,
it's comical, Phil.
Well, I think Bernanke decided that 3% additional inflation per year for the American public was better than a total collapse of the largest 11 financial institutions in the world.
Well, for anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, and you probably have already seen it, go to YouTube and pull up the dollar bubble and listen to Bernanke when he's asked by Congress, where did the money go? And he says, I don't know.
John. He doesn't know, and he knows, but he don't want to let you know. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We know it's that. We'll be back after the break in 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Happy, The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, where we speak the truth. And as our notice of acceptance of the Constitution and the Oath of Office states, should this not be true, then let the record be corrected, or it will stand as truth. And that's what court's all about. Court is about truth and honor. And if you're in dishonor when you go to court, you lose. How do you get in dishonor? You don't perform under the contract. And everything comes back to contract. The IRS is the Internal Revenue Service imposes the tax by contract. And I know we've had some listeners out there listening for a while. Alan in Texas, are you with us? Alan, are you there? I know you've been holding. Oh, I got you. So, I kept people holding too long. I see we've got Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry, are you still there?
I'm here, Phil. Thank you very much.
Morning, Jerry. How are you this morning?
Pretty good, except the wind is blowing real hard and making it a little bit hard to work in the garden. But anyway, I wanted to call you and thank you for, at the beginning of the program, so succinctly pointing out that people have to revoke their Social Security number to get out of being a debt payer or a taxpayer. I would also like to offer to you, since I know that you graduated with honors from Notre Dame, that with respect to the trustee and the Federal Reserve System, if individuals will go back to the cause of the War of 1812, which was a violation of Article 4 of the Treaty of Paris, which is only one sentence. It is agreed that creditors on either side shall meet with no lawful impediment to the recovery of full value in sterling money of all bona fide debts heretofore contracted. The United States did not have sterling money. They did not pay the debts. They tried to renege on that. And that, I believe, those that really want to dig will find out the where they can go back to the original trusteeship. And so, you know, I offer that to you, Phil, and I know that you're a guy that digs, and I offer it to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. And, yeah, I was not aware of that. I was aware that, as you said, that all debts would be paid. I didn't realize the wording was in sterling. And, of course, you know, if you want to talk about inflation, just look at the pound sterling. Because, you know, the pound used to be redeemable for a pound or 12 troy ounces of sterling silver, which today at market prices is somewhere about 205 bucks worth of silver. And we can buy a British pound for, I think it was $1.48 in our debt.
Yeah, and this is, again, you have talked about this, and you're very correct on this subject. They create legalese words that the individuals in our society never use in their daily lives, so they don't understand them. And many individuals do not go all the way back to the root cause to really understand their problem. And then they sometimes make a foundational error, but your program, Positively Unconstitutional, is speaking in language that the common man can understand. And that's why I listen to your show, because of your, and I'm not trying to blow your skirt up, but you have an ability to speak in common man's language. And I'm not sure you've been totally fair with your listeners in one aspect. I'm not sure they understand that you graduated with high honors at Notre Dame. I'm not sure you've told anybody that, but I think your listeners should know that you graduated with honors. And that's why you are the way you are. But I thank you, Phil, for your show. I appreciate your show.
And I appreciate your call, Jerry, and I appreciate your wisdom and your study of, you know, the Bible and, you know, of our legal system. And, you know, I'm just beginning to understand our legal system and how it's been perverted by these attorneys who run our government, who make our laws, and how they've used these adhesive contracts, or actually they're franchises. Your birth certificate is a franchise, and basically your birth certificate steals your God-given rights and replaces them with corporate privileges. And then your Social Security card makes you an employee, an instrumentality of the United States, and therefore a taxpayer. And, you know, it goes on and on. Your driver's license is a franchise that imposes a condition of involuntary servitude whereby you have to rent your car from the state. Even though you pay for it, they own it. And that's why you only get certificate of title or equitable title. You know, we've talked about land and real estate. You know, people don't think of property as real land anymore. And we know that the best form of ownership of land is a land patent, which is an extension of the treaties by which the United States came to own the land. And, you know, once we understand, you know, property, and property is where this all starts, your God-given unalienable rights are your most valuable property. And until you exercise those rights, you've lost your most valuable property. And where has it gone? It's been stolen by your government. They've stolen it through guile. And there's maxims in law that said, let those that will be deceived be deceived. And so anybody who you know, thinks they're not ruled by consent and thinks that they haven't consented to these things, they're just, you know, they're wrong. I got Mark in... are you still with me, Jerry?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I think you're right. I think, you know, there's a couple little things about land patent that people know the difference between one type and another type. But I would also, you know, point out on the Social Security issue, we got into it by their methods, and we have to get out of it by their methods. And I would suggest that in a few weeks on the offering that I'm doing, I will be putting out the title, section, and subsection that I used in 1997 to revoke my Social Security number. We got in by their method. We got to get out by their method. So there is a method in this country to get out of this thing, and it's not really that difficult. You just got to have the guts to go forward and preserve your responsibilities and duties. But I thank you for your program, Phil. I'll keep listening after this.
And thank you, Jerry. And thanks for your comments. And I wanted to move on to another caller. I know Mark in Montana has been waiting for some time out there. Mark, are you with us this morning?
Still here. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. And you? Is it cold up there in Montana?
Oh, it's perfect. Cold is good. Cool, I should say. But weather's been excellent up here. That global warming doesn't fit in here.
No.
So,
well, as I said, we had snow on the first day of spring here in Dallas, Texas. So I don't think global warming is the case at all. And you know, I want to do a whole show on CO2 and how, you know, this is one of the building blocks of life. You know, every plant out there needs CO2 to breathe. You know, to build its substance from.
Yeah, I think we need to be breathing more, I suppose. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention, I talked to you a few weeks back. I started a process of doing my notices of understanding and intent and serving them on officials around the state. Started out local here and went face-to-face with them at their commission hearings and so on and served them there. And all the deer in the headlight looks are almost comical. But, of course, well, I'm working on my default notices now, and of course I've given them plenty of time to respond, but I've got not one across the state so far.
Not one government official has responded to your notice.
Not one.
You have a claim of right in every one of those, right?
Yeah, and I posted them online. It's a little expensive to put them in the paper and pay for legal notices here, so I haven't been able to do that. But I've served some by hand and others by certified mail. And I guess my concern is I've recently witnessed one of our kangaroo court hearings here. A man was arrested for multiple charges. Basically started off speeding, and he replaced the plates on his car with his own. And interesting to watch that. I think he was maybe 30 seconds in front of the judge before they hauled him out and sent him three counties over to get away from his supporters and anybody that was concerned with what was going on. And my concern, I suppose, with these courts of no record is actually having to appear in front of one and keep my composure and my freeman status in order, without being hauled away and not given a chance to speak or show any proof.
Always remember in court you can take the First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, people don't realize that you know your First Amendment right of free speech is also the opposite of free speech, which is no speech.
Exactly.
And so if you have the right to speak, you have the right not to speak.
Yep.
And what I've been trying to educate people is when you go to court, if you speak, you enter into contracts.
Yep.
Every time you utter a word, you're entering into a contract with that judge. And so you're probably better off, and Jerry has told me this, the previous caller has told me that when he steps across the bar, that he utters the words, you know, nothing granted, nothing accepted.
Yeah,
so exactly. He doesn't accept their jurisdiction. And if you'll go to Freedom School and search around on there, they've got the seven parts of jurisdiction. Or if you want to, you can drop me an email and I'll send you a PDF for the seven parts of jurisdiction. And the judge has to prove then all seven parts if you challenge his jurisdiction.
Yep.
And he has to show from whence his power emanates. And frankly, he can't do that.
Yeah.
We've got to go back to break. Thanks for your call, Mark. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You can hold if you want to. We can talk some more after the break. If I could get a little money,
would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Oh, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and we're talking to Mark in Montana. Mark, are you still with us?
Still here.
Yeah, I tell you, this government of ours is out of control, and we've let it get this way, and we've consented to it by our acquiescence, by our silence. And this is how they do all this to us, is through our silence and our ignorance.
Yep. So I posted my notice of default online, and by their acquiescence, as far as my notice goes, they've consented to what I understand. So,
as I read this several times, what you've recorded now will stand as truth in a court of law. So when you go into court now, you take your claim of right, and when the judge asks you about your speeding ticket, you say, "Well, I don't want to talk about that. I noticed you guys. I want to talk about this."
Yeah. One of the things I was told that is best to file those before you actually go into the courtroom, so that everything's up front. But my concern is, again, is the court of no record. If they're not keeping a record, or if they don't recognize your papers.
Well, again, the proper way to do this is through the notary public.
Yes.
And you have her make a copy of everything and record the sending of it and have her actually do the sending.
Yep.
And now everything that you've sent is a public record. And, once you record that, then it's evidence in any court of law. It has to be accepted.
Yep.
And, if you know how to, defend yourself in court, then this should be all you have to talk about. And whenever the judge sees these claims of right, You know, he can't say, well, you know, you didn't try to resolve this before your court date came up.
Yeah. Well, actually, all the judges have been served in this area and more coming in the state here. So they've actually acquiesced themselves.
They don't want to get in the middle of this. It makes them look bad on the bench. You know, they don't want to sit up there in front of a jury of your peers. And are you a sovereign by any chance?
I'm working on the free man on the land status, so I'm sovereign. I kind of hesitate to take that on. As far as I'm concerned, the only sovereign is God, we come next. But and then of course down below us the state and all the rest. But I haven't claimed that word openly. But I just intend to do it by my actions and my notices and so on, if that makes sense. But,
and that's how it's to be done, with a constructive notice and a requirement to perform, that we notice our servants if we're going to be sovereigns. You know, I just feel like, you know, for the first 50 years of my life, you know, I've been an ignorant child.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to thank you for all you're doing, and I'll let you go. I know you probably have more colors on there.
I have a few holding, and we're already 90 minutes into the show.
All right.
So I appreciate your call, Mark. And hey, keep plugging, man. You're ahead of me. I'm still doing the research.
But,
I want to be a free man on the land as well.
You gotta jump in there and get muddy.
Oh yeah, it's gonna get ugly.
Take care.
You too. I believe John in California was next. John, are you with me?
Hello, Phil.
Hey, good morning, John.
You have a great show, Phil, but you already knew that because Jerry Kirk keeps telling you that, and he's right.
Well, I appreciate all of my fans out there and everybody who takes the time to listen to the show. Again, you know, I'm aspiring to be a free man, and Jerry's already there. Jerry's already noticed his servants, and he's put them on notice. And, you know, Vicky asked a great question earlier, one of the callers, about, you know, well, they don't follow the law now. You know, how do you know that they'll follow the law when you post your notices? And the only way is that we need more and more sovereign people out there to support each other and go to the courts and hold these people to task.
Yeah, you handled that question pretty deftly. Say, Phil, let me just, I wanted to go into this thing about the income tax just a little bit. And I'm not going to, go into all the issues involved, or even most of them. But did you ever run across a website, www.losthorizons.com? Peter Eric Hendrickson is the guy who put this website together.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen that site. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, he wrote a book called Cracking the Code.
I have.
And he actually wrote two other books, right? Let me just say a couple of words. And I'm not sure, you know, like I said, this is the be all end all method of dealing with the IRS. I did get one refund from the IRS of $4,160 for one calendar year within 30 days after I submitted my return. But I have to admit, I'm running up against a little stumbling block in terms of the State of California tax agency known as the Franchise Tax Board. But what I got is a real education by reading this book. This guy's a researcher, I guess. You know, I would say that. And he puts it all in writing, and it makes it easier for people that you know, Johnny come latelys like myself. And I'm a consulting electrical engineer, Phil, and I've been in private practice as self-employed, you know, for about 21 years now. And I was always a good little boy. I always followed the IRS regulations, and whenever, you know, I filled out a return, if I didn't get a 1099, I would always throw in whatever money it was that I got that was not even accounted for on a 1099, you know, right. Dumb things like that.
Hold those thoughts. We've got to go back to break here. We're at half past the hour. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting. It's Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're talking to John in California about taxes and tax laws. You know, John, I watched a video last week that you can keep 100% of your income, and it makes the same arguments about, you know, the tax law was supposed to be for federal employees only.
Right,
and,
right.
I agree 100% with all that. There's only one thing that they forget in all of this, and that's income. And if you read, I don't remember exactly the number of the code, but it's a circuitous, you know, back on itself, income, and it never really says who's liable to pay on this income.
That's correct. That's correct.
The reason is, in my opinion, is what I just, you know, ran the rerun of my show last week, which is they own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. Whenever you accept Federal Reserve notes, that's income. Why? Because that's a commodity product coming from a corporation that's without the United States, that's outside of the U.S., and you become a merchant when you import the Federal Reserve note. So anytime you accept a Federal Reserve note, that's income. The tax is on the income. It's a tariff on the importation of a foreign good. Read the 16th Amendment. It's in the form of an excise tax. Okay. This is why no court will define income. But every court knows that if they have a bank account that shows a record of Federal Reserve notes going through your bank account, that you're a taxpayer.
Okay.
That's pretty simple.
Well,
income, you're a taxpayer. Tax is on the money.
Without Phil, I agree with you. There's a lot of discussion about income and what that means. What I would What I would urge anyone to consider also, though, is that within the writing of the Title 26 of the U.S. Code, which is the Internal Revenue Code, there's three sections, 1401, 1402, and 1403, that deal specifically with tax on self-employment income. And when they, and as I'm sure you well know,
this is what Joe Stack was quoting when he, you know, couldn't get the IRS off his butt, the guy who flew his plane into the IRS in Austin.
Okay, I didn't know that, but the whole point was is that the IRS uses special definitions for words, which ordinarily you and I think we know, but we really don't know, and then we have to go really to the definitions in the IRS code. And the key thing that I think that I was just trying to bring out, I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but they keep using the term in these three sections of a thing called a trade or business, and when they're talking about self-employment earnings. And,
right.
And we all think we know what a trade or business is. Oh, my, I'm a consulting electrical engineer. I've got a thing called a trade or business. It must be what it is. Well, not so. Now, bear with me here just for a second. There's a real general definition in section 7701A26. And the definition of a trade or business is clearly called out. It says it includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Now, Phil, I'm a consulting electrical engineer. I have nothing to do with the functions of a public office. And this
again,
is the term that's used
around... The entire IRS code was designed only for federal government employees to pay taxes.
And it's right there in the tax code.
Absolutely.
So now, if I'm just saying, you know, most people don't understand the tax honesty movement. They think that everyone involved in it is just some kind of unpatriotic freeloader that just doesn't want to pay our taxes. No, I just want to pay them if I owe them. And I feel like a sucker, having been doing this for 21 years while I've been in private practice, essentially self-employed, and I go through the IRS bulletins and tax guides and everything else, and they pretty much say, you know, lead me to believe and everyone else to believe that we owe this tax money. And they'll come after us if we don't file a return or if we don't file the return the way they want it filed. And they cite enough references to the tax code on fairly straightforward things to give the impression that the things that they don't cite the tax code on really mean what they say in their bulletins. But that's where the big lie is. That's where the so-called constructive fraud is. The bulletins are really a lie, and they make us believe that we have to do something we really don't. And until more people go and just look at the tax code and try to come to grips with some of these definitions, like the word includes. What does includes mean? Well, there are two
supreme. And they use that all the time, but of course, you know, if you know about that A, B, C, D, they have to define, you know, which part they're including, and of course everyone is not included.
And the Supreme Court cases to which I would be referring are the ones that Hendrickson mentions, and that is the inclusion of one thing, by definition, excludes the things that are not included, unless they're of a very similar nature. And the only thing similar in nature to that of a function of a public office is some other public office, you know, so which is the privilege that which is the basis of the tax code, and that was the main thing I was just talking about. I heard about the guy on the plane. Was he following Hendrickson's method? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. And I don't know Joe Stack personally, but you know, Joe tried to say that you know he was. Didn't have a trade or a business, and that under the code that he wasn't responsible to pay taxes. He was like you. I don't think he was an electrical engineer, but some kind of an engineer.
Yeah.
And he was self-employed and didn't owe the tax. But he could not get the IRS to get off of his back, and, you know, basically they just kept fining him and fining him and fining him, telling him he did owe the tax, until he went crazy and flew his plane into the IRS building. But what I'm saying to you is that it's prima facie evidence that if you have a voter's registration card, that you are a taxpayer. It's prima facie evidence that if you have a Social Security card, that you are a taxpayer. And this is how the court is going to interpret the law.
Well, that may ultimately be true.
The reason is because if you have a Social Security card, Social Security is a retirement trust fund. You are paying into the retirement trust fund. In order to pay into a trust fund of a corporation, you must be an employee of that corporation. Therefore, you are a government employee, an instrumentality of the United States, and a taxpayer.
That's how they interpret the law. The other side of this, Phil, is that that the IRS has had trouble since even the 1990s. In their position of not responding directly and completely and thoroughly to people who continue to harass them with a very simple question, such as "Show me the law," and those people are essentially correct. So, what the IRS did in the early 2000s, I believe it was, they instituted this category called frivolous return or frivolous questions, and that way they don't really have to delve into the depths of anything. All they can do is just say, "Hey, you know, you're one of these people who put down zero for all your income," and boom, you know, therefore, this is a frivolous return. They don't have to explain anything. And anyone who hears it would say, yep, oh, I guess this guy's just being, you know, just silly, and he gets what he deserves without any further thought. And my contention is, or, well, my position would be that everyone deserves a response to any question on any law.
That would be due process.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But it's nice to stay out of jail too. You know?
it is nice to stay out of jail, and that's why, you know, I recommend that you do some research over at the Freedom School, find the Sovereignty Education Defense Ministry membership agreement, and it'll explain that if you really want to opt out of the IRS, what you must do is that you must change your domicile. You must give up your citizenship of the United States and become a U.S. national who lives in a republic of a single state, in your case, the Republic of California.
Yeah, I've been to that. To Jerry Kirk's website, and it's very impressive, and I have started reading his material. And maybe the next time he comes on your show, if he could, he mentioned that little thing about the War of 1812, which I thought was really interesting. It's the first time I'd ever heard that. If he's done any research, he's got any, you know, books or papers that have been written or anything like that that would help out. Boy,
Jerry's a very interesting guy, and he sat down apparently and tried to read all the Supreme Court cases. I don't know if he's ever completed them. At one time, he made a joke that he was only up to 1945, but there's got to be 100,000 pages in, you know, all the Supreme Court cases.
Yeah.
But he doesn't remember the names of the cases, but he remembers different pieces of the cases.
Right.
And he's used these. For instance, I keep using the term personal conveyance, and this is a term that's found in a Florida court case. The Florida court case concerned the carrying of an unlicensed firearm in a person's personal conveyance, in his automobile.
Right.
And the court said that if a person in his personal automobile adheres to the two-step rule in Florida, that he can carry an unlicensed firearm in his automobile. And in Florida, the two-step rule says that you must have, two impedances to your using that firearm. And so if it's in a holster and it's in your glove box, well, that constitutes two steps to accessing that firearm. You have to open the glove box, and you have to take it out of the holster.
And can it be loaded?
Qualify that you could carry an unlicensed weapon in your personal conveyance. And personal conveyance is, you know, what the Supreme Court terminology is for an automobile of a citizen traveler,
mm-hmm.
which is not a commercial vehicle, which is not driven.
Yeah, well,
again, driving and driving a motor vehicle are both commercial acts and must be licensed.
Yeah, that was a very good point that he made. Yeah. So
all right.
The point is
that he uses the term personal conveyance.
Yeah, as opposed to a commercial.
As opposed to a motor vehicle.
Correct.
And see, when the state takes your license, they qualify your automobile as a motor vehicle, which makes it a commercial vehicle, which makes you have to license it.
Right.
And that's how they, and see, these things are all adhesive contracts that you're agreeing to by your acquiescence. because you don't know how to revoke the power of attorney that you gave to the dealership when you bought your car to get your certificate of title. And so you have only equitable title or use of that vehicle. You don't really own it. And this is this is the way that the government has, and the attorneys have tricked us basically out of everything that we own. We have equitable title to our home that we've paid and worked 30 years to pay for, three, four times the amount of money that we borrowed, that someone was able to just, with the stroke of the pen, create the money. Incredible. Talk about slavery.
But people go along with it, Phil, because they say, well, I can deduct the interest on my income taxes. Anyway.
That you don't owe.
And with that remark, I think I'll end on that positive note, Phil.
Incredible.
Thanks a lot for giving me a chance to talk to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you for your call.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, we're talking about how, you know, the government just tricks us. I mean, let those who will be deceived be deceived. But I'm no longer deceived. I've just finally see all the entanglements that they've tricked me into, and understand the complexity of removing myself from the shackles. And it's not an easy thing to do. But I think we got a couple callers out there. Larry in Florida, are you holding?
Hello.
Hey, Larry, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. You know, can you hear me?
Yeah, I say it's great to hear you this morning.
Okay, yeah. I can't remember who quoted the phrase that the law is an opinion backed by the barrel of a gun.
That would be Mao Tse-tung.
And insofar as traffic stops are concerned, you're dealing with a very heavily armed individual who has a belief system that you're not going to overcome at the traffic stop. And so you've got to choose your battles. And quite frankly, it's one of the scariest things that anybody could go through, including an attack by the Internal Revenue Service. Internal Revenue Service isn't driving around in cars and pulling you over, you know, and could basically kill you if they feel threatened. So you got to choose your battles.
I agree with you. And if you've read Jerry Kirk's, you know, notices, you know, it's the requirement of the government to notice all their police officers out there that you file this notice with them. That's a requirement for them to perform. Now, I agree with you. The reality of it is, on the side of the road, you got to do what the police officer tells you. But again, if you go and listen to Robert Arthur Menard, what he's done is he's published a fee schedule. See, he's a free man on the land. He's free to contract. And so if the police officer gives him an order, he says, man, I'm taking all orders. You know, tell me to get out of the car. You know, hey, I'm $200 an hour. You know, you take me to jail, I'm $2,000 an hour. You want me to get down on my hands and knees and handcuff me? You know, that's $5,000. It's all published. You've been noticed. It's recorded at City Hall. And after I go to jail and come out, look, you owe me $20,000 for that traffic stop. And once that happens one time, and one guy, you know, gets hammered, and of course the insurance company comes in and pays off, they don't want to mess with you anymore because you're expensive. And you're a losing proposition. And remember, the job of the court is to take your money.
Well, I think that, you know, there's no harm in performing discovery at a traffic stop, because it's exactly what's going on. Once he detains you, he doesn't let you go, you're not free to go. You can ask him relevant questions concerning your case, because now, you know, you're going to have to get evidence to be used against him, as opposed to giving him evidence that he's going to use against you. But, you know, quite frankly, you know, you're going to have to produce that driver's license, because you can do it under duress. You know, you say, hey,
What if you don't have a driver's license? What if you revoke your driver's license? What if you revoke that part of the law? I have a public servants questionnaire, and did you know that there's actually a law that says before you answer any questions for any public servant, that he must answer your questions first? And this is a public law. So if you know the law and you take a little clipboard with you in the car and you keep your public servant questionnaire handy, it tells you right on the top of it, under 5 U.S.C. 552 A.E.3, it authorizes a sovereign natural person, a citizen, to use this form to collect information from the public servant to determine whether to divulge information to the public servant and employing agency. Public Law 93-579 states, the purpose of this act is to provide certain safeguards for an individual against invasion of personal privacy, requiring federal agencies to permit an individual to determine what records pertaining to him are collected, maintained, used, or disseminated by such agency. And with that said, we got to go to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Now.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I think he's still holding out there. I'm trying to remember who I was talking there. To here. Larry in Florida?
Yes.
Hey, Larry. Sorry about that.
Well, let's just agree on one thing.
All right.
If on a traffic stop, you know, whatever you do, you know, it's going to be a bad day, potentially a bad day for you, even though you might get some remedy down the road. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants their car impounded. And whatever goes along with that, it's just a tough uphill battle. And but I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I'm just saying that, you know, hey, when you get stopped, that's when the rubber meets the road. So,
well, and, you know, there's things that you can do to protect yourself. I knew a guy who lived out in Nevada in Esmeralda County, the least populous county in the state of in the United States. And one of the things that he did was he installed a tape recorder in his vehicle.
Right.
And he installed two microphones, one at the driver's side door and one under the hood, because it seemed that the officer would always, you know, take him out in front of the car. And he put a switch inside to switch the microphones, and sure enough, he got pulled over, and they took him out in front of the car, and he recorded the conversation that he told the officer that he was violating his rights. And the officer told him he didn't care about his rights, and so on and so forth. Of course, the officer didn't know about the tape recording until they got into court. And then, of course, the officer made all kind of accusations. And then when it was his turn to talk, he got up and entered into evidence the tape recording. And I've seen other people, too, you know, they've done it with a video camera where they turn the camera on while they're stopped at the Border Patrol. And, you know, this has a way of you know, keeping these zealots from, you know, doing things to you when you have a camera as well. Because, of course, their camera film can get lost, you know.
Yeah, I agree that that is probably one of your biggest safeguards if you can install it and use it properly. But let me, the last caller was talking about cracking the code, and Pete Hendrickson,
uh-huh,
who wrote the book. He was indicted and convicted.
Of?
Not filing tax returns, or filing, well, because of the tax returns he was filing, it was considered not filing. It was something of that charge, an administrative charge, obviously, but he was indicted and convicted, and now he's on appeal. So, you know, that gives you a lot of confidence, doesn't it?
Well, it's clear to me that the intent of the law is that only federal employees should be taxed. I mean, that, you know, I mean, Howard Taft wrote the law, the 16th Amendment, you know, way back in 1909. You can go, it's on pages 3344 and 3345 of the Congressional Record from that year. And it's clear that the intent is that only federal employees be taxed. But, of course, you know, what they've done then is create this franchise that makes you a federal employee known as the Social Security. You know, this was known as the raw deal under FDR, you know.
And then try to convince a jury box full of citizens of the United States of, you know, what your theory is.
Well, and that's the problem, is there's too many jurors out there that'll vote on the side of the IRS.
Anyway,
all that has to happen is one juror can hang the jury and be done with it. We're out of time. Sorry, everybody. We got to go. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited.
Introducing the new